Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. We are kind of winding down the summer here, 2010. Hope you guys had a great one. And it's been super hot this summer out here in the Northeast, but the last few days haven't been that bad, so that's refreshing and nice. A lot of stuff going on. First off, we're gonna talk about some Iron Maiden. So I got some cool news for you guys regarding Iron Maiden. So please stay tuned if you're an Iron Maiden fan. But let's start off with talking about August 2010, the five-year anniversary of Talking Metal. We did a big three-hour live party, which not many of you listened to. We only had about 30 listeners tune in. I wish we could have had more than that, but I know people don't really generally listen to Talking Metal live. They listen to the podcast. We still have a ton of listeners here on the podcast, and I thank you guys for that. But we do a live show once a month. We were off for a few months, but we came back this month for our big five-year anniversary. It was a great show. We had call-in interviews from members of Foghat and Ace Frehley's band, and even Frankie Benelli from Quiet Riot called in and gave us a great, great interview where he spoke about everything from his new documentary that he's working on to jamming with Ozzy Osbourne, being friends with Randy Rhoads and hanging out with Randy, jamming with Randy. A lot of cool stuff that I have actually listened to a few of the other interviews he's given, and I thought he actually said a bunch of stuff in ours that he hasn't actually mentioned in these other interviews, and that may be because no one asked him about stuff like Randy Rhoads. So we had him on, and here's the deal. The place where we do the live show is Bionic, and they screwed up. Something happened. We have always recorded these shows, and then we'll either play the shows in full on the podcast or cut up the interviews and put them in podcast form. But as it turns out, the drives crashed. I don't know, Pro Tools was left open. Somebody didn't know it was saved to the drive. And as of this moment, it appears that we lost the whole show, which really sucks because I'm so fucking bummed out about it. It's like John and I went back. We played our first episode of Talking Metal. If anything, it's an advertisement. Tune into the live show because you never know if you're going to get it on the podcast. We would like to think that you would, but sometimes, or at least this time, due to a technical error, you might not. Having said that, our friend Jay Bones is looking at the hard drives. He is actually supposed to pick up the hard drives from Bionic, the studio where we do the live show, on Monday, and he's going to see if he can somehow recover the files. Although I'm told by Bionic that they think that's a pretty slim to zero chance. So having said that, Frankie Benelli was on the show. He spoke about all this great stuff. And one thing that he did talk about that I want to mention to you guys now is, you know, Frankie's played with everybody from Billy Idol, you know, Mooney Mooney, that big Billy Idol song. That's Frankie on drums. He's played with Glenn Hughes, We now know that he's actually jammed with Randy Rhoads and Ozzy Osbourne. Anyways, Frankie is putting together a documentary, and he needs your help now, because I think the whole thing closes on September 3rd. So if you could go to a site, we're going to have it linked through today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. Go there, hit enter, it'll bring you into the site, and you'll see a link that'll take you over, and you can see a clip from Frankie's documentary that he's trying to get financing for, and you can make a donation, and he'll get you some cool stuff, you know, depending on how much you donate, you get stuff back, like, you know, autographed pictures and even access to Frankie if you give enough. They still need quite a bit of money to make this happen. If they don't reach their goal, you get all your you supposedly get your money back, and I'm sure you will. So yeah, they need a lot more people donating. So Frankie, again, one of the best drummers in my opinion of the whole 80s metal era, if you will. Not to mention any other names, but I always thought out of those pop metal bands, if you will, some of the drummers were horrific. He was amazing, and he always had that John Bonham big sound and such a great guy. Let's get into a little Quiet Riot right now, and be sure to go to the show notes on talkingmetal.com and make a donation to Frankie's Quiet Riot documentary film with never-before-seen footage of the great hard rock band Quiet Riot. This is Condition Critical. Check out this drum sound.
Yeah.
What you just heard was Condition Critical by Quiet Riot. Go make a donation to Frankie's movie. Tell him Talking Metal sang it. And hey, if you're feeling in the spirit of giving, go to our store section on Talking Metal and buy a t-shirt. Wear it out to the concerts that you go to. Let people know what Talking Metal is and that you listen to it. We'd really appreciate that. Little Maiden news. So here's the deal. You know, Maiden did some press, and we've been trying for years to get Iron Maiden on the show. We've had Paul Di'Anno on a few times, but no luck. So finally, we get some luck, and this is how it went down. We were told that we could interview Yannick, and we were told a time and place in New York City. It just so happened that day... we were kind of having a baby shower. My wife is actually about to give birth any day now, if not any minute. I'm sure she'll probably have given birth by the time you hear this. So the contractions have started, so our second son. But anyways, the day my mother planned this massive baby shower, you know, 40 people at her place down in Central Jersey, was the only time and day that Iron Maiden's management would give us for interviewing the one member that they would give us, who was Yannick. So it didn't happen. John, of course, is like family, and we needed him at the family baby shower of family and friends, if you will. And what we did end up doing was we sent our man Jay Bones, who was also supposed to be at the party at my mom's. He hooked us up big time. Jay and I wrote down some questions. He headed over to the hotel, met up with Yannick, and actually got to hang out with Adrian. I think he meant Steve Harris and some of the other guys. So Jay had a good time and was honored to be there in the presence of one of the greatest heavy metal bands ever. And I just feel bad. There was just, this was one party that my, you know, again, for our son to be, and my mom was throwing it, and a lot of caterers and, you know, the whole nine yards. So there was no way I could miss the party. And according to, it was actually Maiden's record label, there was no way they could move the interview. It was the day before Maiden played at the in New York City at the Garden. It was the day of their show in Jersey. John and I, and Jay, for that matter, checked out the show at the Garden. We got hooked up with really good seats, which was very nice, through the Maiden camp and also the Dream Theater camp. And what else? And then they were nice enough to send me the CD too, which I am really enjoying. It is called The Final Frontier. If you haven't picked it up yet, do yourself a favor and go buy the CD version of it. This is what Bruce Dickinson recommends. And yeah, CDs do sound better than MP3s. I do agree with Bruce on that. And what even sounds better than that to me is vinyl. But I don't know if it's out in vinyl. But I do have the CD version, and I'm digging that. And we will get into some music off of it in just a bit. Jay Bones, the Talking Metal behind-the-scenes cameraman, producer, editor extraordinaire, is in the process right now of uploading a full interview that he did with Yannick to our YouTube page. Now, John Astronomy set up the YouTube page. It is at youtube.com/talkingmetal. So go check out the Yannick interview. I think we threw some good questions at him, and hopefully you guys caught the recent episode of MTV2's Headbangers Ball with John Astronomy, Mike Portnoy pitching to the Yannick clips and pitching to Maiden videos. As most of you know, about once a month we host the Headbangers Ball on MTV2. And, you know, I was at a Maiden fan site on the message boards there, and I was reading some comments, and some people were like, oh, MTV2 sucks. I'm not even going to watch it because I don't want to give them the rating. And I dudes, I totally hear what you're saying. And I'll agree with you that the state of music television is bad and actually always has been. I know some people like to think that it was good back in the 80s, but they didn't play Maiden videos back in the 80s either. So, you know, maybe once or twice on Headbangers Ball or whatever, but no, in general, they didn't play Maiden videos. Having said that, when we do a guest spot on the Headbangers Ball, you know, we bring you good stuff like Maiden, like Ace Frehley. We got Mike Portnoy coming up. We have had Bobby Blitz. We did a special on Metallica Guitar Hero. Trying to think what else. There's one. Oh, Zach. We were on with Zach. You should watch them because if you do give it a rating, it sends a message to MTV2 that, hey, people actually like this type of stuff and MTV2 can make money if they play this type of stuff. To not watch it, you know, is kind of not supporting your cause, and you actually end up, you know, kind of reinforcing the message that MTV2 and all these other stations already believe, and that is that anything heavy metal does not get a rating. So support the cause, guys. That's all I can say. And I hate certain people hate it when I start preaching on the podcast. So sorry. And the one last bit of news before we go is that a guy I know, Brian, is actually doing a film documentary about he and four of his friends, so five friends total, they were reuniting for the first time that all five of them have gotten back together at the Iron Maiden show a few weeks back in New Jersey. These five guys got together for the first time in 25 years, and there is a film that Brian is doing about this reunion and also just kind of about friends in general and concert moments and people's first concert and why that is such an important part of people's lives. You know, what was your first concert? You know, so he's doing a documentary on that topic, retracing his own first concert at this 25-year reunion that he and his four friends recently had at the Maiden show in North Jersey on the Final Frontier tour. Anyways, let's get into some Iron Maiden, and I hope you guys head on over to youtube.com/talkingmetal. If it's not up when you're hearing this, it will be up within the next few days. Definitely by like September 27th, this will have been posted. Please support on YouTube, that is, the Yannick interview. And please support Frankie Benelli and his effort to get this Quiet Riot documentary made. I think it would be a great watch. Such a historic and important band in rock history, Quiet Riot. Support me by listening to my streams. You got markstriegelradio.com. Listen, I'm a retard when it comes to setting up websites, but I'm trying to do something real simple at markstriegelradio.com. And I think the music sounds great. It's a real basic website. And Victor Ruiz over in Spain from Mars Attacks fame is helping me out with Stream A. And, you know, we're having just a blast. Stream B sounds amazing. Right now, there's no actual DJing or anything like that on Stream B. It's just strictly music. So maybe Victor and I will do a show on Stream B at some point. Who knows? But anyways, as always, John Astronomy is the man. It's been great doing this podcast for the last 5 years. I hope we do get this last show that we lost at Bionic recovered somehow and sent out over the RSS podcast feed here. So that would be great if Jay can save that. We'll see. You guys rock. Please support me on markstriegelradio.com. Buy a Talking Metal t-shirt in the store section on Talking Metal. And, you know, spread the love. Spread the Talking Metal word. Let people know about Talking Metal. And let them know that you heard their interviews on Talking Metal when you meet these guys, all right? This is Starblind by Iron Maiden, written by Smith Harris Dickinson. This song rocks.
Check it out. It's off the Final Frontier. Go buy this record. At the very least, go download it on iTunes. Later.
We can share.